From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Thursday, February 13th. A wildlife sanctuary in Butte County is under investigation for animal welfare violations. Rumor began circulating last week that the California Department of Fish and Wildlife planned to euthanize animals there if it couldn't rehome them. NSPR's Ava Norgrove looked into those rumors and reports.
No animals have been or will be euthanized at the Barry R. Kirshner Wildlife Sanctuary, according to the California Department of Fish and Wildlife. However, Peter Tira, an information officer with the agency, says the state has begun a criminal investigation into the sanctuary. If they're found guilty, the sanctuary could face hefty fines, permanent closure, and potential jail time. Tira says the sanctuary held a permit, allowing it to house native and exotic wildlife. This permit expired in 2025, and Tira says the sanctuary's renewal application was denied. This is due to violations of the California Fish and Game Code, including potential animal welfare violations. Tira says the agency will not and has never euthanized animals due to permitting issues. He says the goal is to find permanent homes for the animals. This is not the first time the sanctuary has been cited for animal welfare violations. According to PETA, more than 20 citations and other formal complaints have been filed against the sanctuary over its 30-year history. PETA reports the sanctuary's history is littered with abuse, chronic inability to meet bare minimum standards for animal care, and inadequate veterinary care. NSPR reached out to the sanctuary for comment on the situation, but did not receive a response. In Chico, I'm Ava Norgrove.
In other news, Chico is just months away from having its own REI co-op store. The store is set to open in the summer, bringing residents more options for camping equipment, hiking gear, and bicycles. But the introduction of a new retailer could have an effect on the town's already existing small businesses that offer the same type of goods. NSPR's Eric Adams spoke with several store owners downtown who have mixed feelings.
In this 25,000-square-foot retail space on the south end of town, the store's overhead lighting system shines down brightly on construction workers who are preparing the store for its upcoming grand opening. A few miles away in downtown Chico, Mountain Sports is selling camping gear, rock climbing equipment, and outdoor clothing, much like REI will be doing starting this summer. This year, Mountain Sports is celebrating its 50th anniversary. Bruce Hart has been the owner for the last 48 years.
So since 77, I've been here pretty much 24/7.
Hart says the new REI coming to town is a concern for small businesses like his, but he also sees it as a decision REI has the right to make.
It's a reality, so we all know that it's going to happen, and it's just learning how to work with it. You don't view them as an enemy or anything. It's just part of, free enterprise.
Chico State economics professor Greg Madonia says REI will likely cut into the sales of many locally owned stores. But Madonia also says there's a chance things could be okay for the broader outdoor retail business community once the new store moves in.
There is like some quote-unquote hope for this, for the local stores, in that maybe REI comes in and people get more excited about outdoor stuff. And then, they look for specialty stores.
Madonia's optimism comes with a healthy dose of caution, since Chico's residents already tend to be interested in outdoor activities. Still, there are ways to pull through, he says.
These specialty stores, they might not be able to do the same thing that they've been doing for the last 10 years, but maybe they can change gears and stay afloat.
Changing gears is exactly what Dax Downey has been doing at his store, literally and figuratively. Green Line Cycles is a local bike shop in Chico that has been in business for more than 3 decades. REI also offers bicycles and equipment, which could be a challenge to local bike shops. Downey says he's been mindful of changing consumer habits, like online shopping, even before learning about the new REI. Lately, his shop has been focused on the service side of cycling, like bicycle repairs and assembly.
It's always been a revenue stream, but like we're taking it really serious and marketing it and pushing it, trying to get really efficient and good at it on our end. And we're seeing that paying off really for the trade of trying to have a sea of bikes on the floor.
Some downtown store owners, like Christina Smith at Fleet Feet, see the incoming REI store as a big concern. Smith has owned the Chico Fleet Feet location for about 10 years. She says she's relying on her store's customer service and community involvement to compete.
I have been prepping the staff. I feel like our customer service has always been top-notch for our industry, and I'm just reiterating with the staff that this is the time where we really need to shine.
REI told NSPR it has a real estate team that considers several factors before opening a store in a new location. Outdoor culture and proximity to natural places in an area influences where it decides to expand. The company said there are also more than 36,000 lifetime REI co-op members in the Chico-Redding area. Smith hopes consumers will continue shopping at local businesses after REI opens.
For my neighboring retail stores, like, just hang in there, because I think as long as you're providing that customer service and that knowledge and your staff is top quality, we will shine.
Back at Mountain Sports, Hart says that despite the presence of a big box store, there will always be people in the region who want to continue shopping locally.
People come here and they feel a real warmth of shopping. And I think all the successful businesses downtown have created that same similar warmth, and that's why we're still in business.
The new REI store will open in early summer. The retailer told NSPR residents can expect more information about a grand opening celebration around 2 months before the event. In Chico, I'm Eric Adams.
And the annual winter powwow is this Saturday in Marysville. Traditional drumming, dancing, workshops, and vendors will be at the Tri-Counties Community Center from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. The grand entry is at noon, with contests and exhibitions to follow. The event is free and open to the public. Attendees are asked to follow the directions of the MC and refrain from taking pictures until granted permission. And finally, travelers who need passports can get hands-on help from the U.S. State Department. NSPR's Ken Duvall reports the agency is holding several upcoming seminars in the North State.
The State Department is holding a series of passport fairs throughout the country, including two in the North State this month and next. The first will be held in Oroville February 22nd, the second in Yuba City on March 15th. They're focused on helping those who've never had a passport and for applicants under the age of 16. First-time applicants will pay a $165 processing fee. The documents are delivered in 4 to 6 weeks. Applicants can also apply at a local post office or by mail, and you can renew a passport online. According to reporting in the Red Bluff Daily News, under new rules imposed by the Trump administration, applicants will not be allowed to state their gender as X. For NSPR News, I'm Ken Duvall.
And those were your headlines for Thursday, February 13th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, you could head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.